This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department on Monday announced charges against three Chinese intelligence officers and a Chinese computer hacker. The charges were in connection with an unlawful cyber campaign that pilfered trade secrets and confidential information from dozens of companies, universities, and government entities in the United States and 11 other countries between 2011 and 2018. The theft included information about sensitive technologies that were, quote, of significant economic benefit to China's companies and commercial sectors, the department said. It added that the hackers targeted research institutes and universities to steal infectious disease research on Ebola, MERS, and HIV/AIDS. The announcement came as the administration of President Joe Biden and its allies formally attributed a massive cyber attack on the Microsoft Exchange server email software earlier this year to hackers tied to China's Ministry of State Security. President Biden says he's to receive a detailed report Tuesday about the role China's civilian intelligence agency played in using ransomware to extort American businesses. He told reporters at the White House Monday that U.S. experts are still determining exactly what happened. He said the investigation is not finished. Haiti's acting prime minister says he's stepping down to make way for a political challenger who has more international backing. Claude Joseph, who has been acting prime minister since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse on July 7th, told the Washington Post he was going to leave office. Ariel Henry, a 71-year-old neurosurgeon, will take his place, but when Joseph would step down was unclear. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.